It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time, order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax, prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Comics Arena. We have been, remember, under 20 minutes or less, we have five categories. The achievements of a character, costume and appearance, powers and abilities, origin, and of course, versus. So we did promise we would do Wolverine. So it's Cyborg v. Wolverine. Cyborg v. Wolverine. So, just get into it because we are, you know, there's a shorter podcast, so we try to get right into it. Achievements of Cyborg, achievements of Wolverine. Cyborg has made his way into the Justice League.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Wolverine's an Avenger, right?
Yeah, and some canons he is, yeah. I mean, he's definitely Avengers Dark as far as, like...
Yeah.
He's the leader of that. Cyborg is no leader of anything.
Teen Titan. He's sort of the Teen Titans equivalent of Martian Manhunter.
Mm.
He's just like always there.
He is there.
And now he's on the Justice League.
Where do you go?
I mean, you'd have to go Wolverine.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, two votes Wolverine.
Cyborg doesn't even have a movie. Wolverine has...
Cyborg will.
He will. But all he's got right now is a cameo.
Yeah, very short camera.
Yeah.
Costume and appearance. Now, this is every costume they've ever had. Cyborg has been pretty consistent. We've always seen some weird shots when it comes to, like, Smallville.
Yeah.
which is...
It's all internal there, but it's pretty much variations on the same kind of...
Yeah, the same idea.
Terminator face.
Even if you go to the 80s, like, it's still that half-head faceplate feel. But Wolverine has been kind of all over the place. You know, brown, yellow, black, yellow. The films have never introduced really much color. We did get a yellow fin, really, in the first X-Men, but besides that.
Yeah.
Did you see the new X-Men movie?
I did see the new X-Men movie.
And he's in that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's awesome. Like, his cameo is awesome. I don't want to spoil her.
Yeah.
But it is, he gets to rock a costume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And it's freaking spot on.
Oh.
And in fact, they do give you a, it's short-lived, but there's a glory shot where you see pretty much everyone wearing comic book costumes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. I need to get on that. So, costume appearance, unfortunately, I would have to give it to Wolverine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unfortunate. Wolverine's
It's
a pretty dramatic costume.
It's a great costume.
Yeah.
It really is great.
What's your favorite?
It would have to be, just because of Marvel vs. Capcom 2, the brown and black.
Brown and black. I like, I like the blue and the yellow one, although I like his, there's a comic book where it's like black and gray and the eyes are red.
Even old Logan with like the coat, that silly little Canadian coat.
Yeah. Wolverine is sort of like the Batman, you know, as far as has a dramatic look and it's...
The silhouette
is...
They try to keep the silhouette, but they've changed it, you know, gray and black with X-Men Dark.
Yeah.
And then he has the red eyes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's always been that same silhouette. Very dramatic. Very lovely. Powers and abilities.
So you got the healing factor, adamantium claws.
Which is not, I mean, you know, that was given to him, let's say.
So what, you don't want to count that? I kind of feel like that's part of
his character. No, we can. Everything was given to Cyborg, so I kind of have to.
True that. So you have the... adamantium claws, the healing factor,
right.
And then he's got like sort of a level of he's a ninja, you know, like kind of has does that it count his kick-ass story that comes with him? So that's pretty sweet.
I'm gonna go Cyborg on this one.
I think Cyborg's powers are more.
I mean, they're more adept.
They are more adept, but I still feel like Wolverine will win.
We're not on versus.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But I mean, like, if I wanted to watch a battle using powers, I would prefer to watch Cyborg.
That is very true. His is more entertaining to watch and interesting. And
visual. It's just more visual.
He hits you. He can hit you with a, ooh, I didn't realize he could do that.
Right, know? Because or, his gun can kind of upgrade in the
form
of... Or
just like creative things. Like, there's a character named Jericho, who is the son of Slade Wilson, Deathstroke. And
right.
He has the ability to jump from people's bodies and take over people's bodies. And it is depicted as almost this spectral form that comes out of him and jumps into somebody else. And
maybe we'll cover him on the villains part of this.
Well, Cyborg captures him because generally the way he makes contact is through your eyes.
Hmm.
So he makes contact with Cyborg, but Cyborg closes his human eye, so it's just the cybernetic eye. And he goes into that, and he gets translated into data, and then, like, out of a socket on his chest or something comes, like, a disc. And he's copied him to the disc, and it was one of those... It was a Geoff Johns moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I've seen this power be used so many times, the body jump power, and there's never really been a go around that. And then Cyborg has this really weird moment where it's like, ooh, that's pretty cool. Didn't realize Cyborg could do something like that.
So I'm going to give it to Cyborg. Up to you.
From that respect, I'll give it to Cyborg. We need to give Cyborg something.
So Origin... I mean, Wolverine's been not only around as a character, but he's been around in the world for a long time. Civil War. Not Civil War, Marvel Civil War, Civil War, American Civil War.
Yeah.
So, just his origin, killing his father, and then, you know, the first... Bone Claws Wolverine's cool, too, if I go back to the costume setup.
And see, the thing about Wolverine, though, is like...
I mean, with Cyborg Wolverine, didn't ask for this.
With Wolverine, it's not really like an origin, right? It's like, because he's a mutant, it's like, he's just always been that, and you just haven't always had.
Yeah, but Weapon X is an origin.
See, like I feel like Weapon X is the origin of Wolverine. You know, I wouldn't go back to
Logan.
Logan, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's like I would consider what's the Weapon X origin versus Victor Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I think football. I think Victor Stone's.
I think the football one
is a little bit more emotional because it's the whole a father-son story of a dad who didn't pay attention to his kid and
right.
the kid who's like, hey, you know, all you care about are all the science and stuff, but I'm good at other stuff.
Yeah, and I think New 52 did a good job at capturing that emotion.
And
of
the
that.
Whole idea of like, oh no, your son dies and you regret all of this never paying attention to him and that drives you to turn him into this monster.
Because Batman v Superman, you didn't really get...
You didn't get that. Yeah.
You didn't get a lot.
You didn't get... Yeah, you only got the...
Now, is the movie going to
start...
father's
desperation.
Right. Is it going to start with him as Cyborg, or are we going to get that origin leading up to the moment that
Maybe
we saw?
Maybe it'll be flashbacks.
Maybe. I don't know. They better...
You know,
better
like...
fix their...
Constant. You know, because, you know, I imagine the dad, now that he's Cyborg... part fascination with him scientifically, but also this part like, hey, you know, I'm always trying to be close to you now, son, now that I got you back, but now the son going like, look at me, I'm a monster, you turned me into this, and I don't really want you around me. They could do a lot of interesting things with that character. And I think that whole thing is very interesting versus I'm a lab experiment, I don't know who I am, you know, sort of Jason Bourne monster.
Right.
Because he also kind of has a Frankenstein story of like, he was turned into this thing against
his
will.
No, it's very Frankenstein.
As well. But he rages against everything, where Cyborg gets turned into this thing and ends up doing something noble with it.
Right. They both became something they didn't intend on becoming. That's kind of why I put them together. I know it's an odd matchup. But really, it makes a lot of sense. Each of them had science involved in creating what we know them as. But as far as the origin...
It depends on if you want to just go for... Because Wolverine's is more action-y.
Yeah.
You know, hardcore. Yeah. You know, he was this badass thing, turned into a monster against his will, blah, 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 the Wolverine.
Right.
And Cyborg is more of like the emotional, tragic story.
I think I'm going to go tragic. Who are you going to go?
I'm going to go tragic.
Okay.
I just think it's better. I don't know. Not better, but I just think it's...
So leading
I have
us
to go
into
for the emotional. That evens him out.
That evens him out.
Crap. I didn't actually see that coming.
Versus.
Well, I have a hard time. I mean, I think with Wolverine, whenever I do a versus Wolverine.
You can't do to the death.
You can't do to the death? It's too, what, submission or too?
I mean, you're going to have to choose
to
something.
To knockout?
Maybe.
Because
well,
here's
with Wolverine...
Thing. Here's my thing is, I do believe you can kill Wolverine. I do think there are ways to kill Wolverine. It has to be super extreme. Or I do consider it a KO on Wolverine if you put him in a predicament. Like, for example, if you throw Wolverine into space, mm-hmm. right? Space will kill him. Now, presumably, there may be some tissue that is left that all he has to then do is float lifelessly to an atmosphere that can sustain life. And then he would regenerate and he'd be alive. But he'd be alive on some other planet stuck there. So he's KO'd, you know.
Right.
So with Wolverine, I do think you can beat him. Like, but you just have to be someone who's
capable
drowning? Of doing something. I don't count drowning because even if it knocks
can
him...
Can he be drowned?
Yeah, I think okay. I think we've seen it. You can put him in water, he will drown.
Won't he sink?
And sink, yeah. He would sink and he would drown, but you could...
Because he weighs like 700 pounds,
yeah.
Even though he's only 5'2 or something.
Yeah, you could throw him into the ocean. Presumably, he would sink to the bottom. See, here's my thing is, I kind of think, I feel like I've seen it both ways. Like, I think I've seen it where he's been put in water, like, and he'll drown, and then just sink to the bottom, and then once you pull him out of the water, he, like, regenerates and coughs up the water, and he's good. But I feel like I may have even seen him just sink to the bottom and just be alive on the bottom of the ocean. I'm kind of more of like he would drown and just sink to the bottom until someone pulled him back up again. And I kind of feel like Wolverine, if you went, let's fight to the death, you know, and you go the long run, he's the type of character who would get thrown into the ocean, he'd sink to the bottom, but somebody would go get him because he has people who would go get him
right.
and bring him back. And he's the type of character who would go, oh my God, I'm back. And they'd be like, Wolverine, we need your help to fight this. And he'd go, all right, hold on. And then he'd go kill the dude who put him in the water. And then they would go start his adventure, you know, his next chapter of his thing. So right. I don't think drowning is a good way to get rid of him. It's a way, or at least to kill him, or get rid of him for good.
So you have space.
Space is a good way.
Drowning isn't permanent.
If you throw his, like T-1000 style, you throw him into liquid hot magma, you're dead, bro. Like, even the flesh all melts off your body. Yeah, the adamantium
so won't. So a volcano.
Yeah, volcano. the adamantium won't melt in the volcano, but the magma will get in and destroy the bone marrow and all that and whatever
else is left.
Is left. And even if there is anything left, it'll be encased in liquid hot magma, surrounded by adamantium, trapped inside the earth somewhere.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
But both of these, at least the last two you brought up, are also ways I think that Cyborg could be taken out. I think he'd get out of water better.
You can't, yeah, he would have something that would turn into the if you throw him into space, I feel like he's got something that would
but
fly in space.
The volcano thing would be like a KO. I just
The volcano thing would probably KO. I mean, you throw him in the volcano and hold him in there, you know, it's like KO.
I think that's a KO. But if I put these two together...
Although I do think he would survive the volcano long enough to teleport out, because he can teleport out. He can boom tube himself out.
Oh, good point. Which might help in this fight.
Yeah, the boom tube helps a lot. Because you could straight boom tube him to Apocalypse. And throw Wolverine in a fire pit. He's not surviving that. Wolverine is not making it out of a fire pit.
But because of his probably age, experience, and just the overall rage that exists in Wolverine, I can see the fight going heavily in his favor. Basically because, you know, I mean... I can see most of the robotic pieces of Cyborg being taken off.
Yeah, but they'll grow back.
They will grow back. But just like Wolverine, something would grow back.
Right.
I just see... I see him going for a kill quicker than I do Cyborg.
Yeah, that's where I think I would see it. Is that he would... You know,
like
I think at some point you would have to reveal that, oh my God, he still has a human heart in there somewhere.
Yeah, he does.
And then it's like Wolverine,
RoboCop style.
You know, and then Wolverine would eventually try for that. And again, I think
Cyborg, no, it'd be a good fight. I think it'd be a good fight.
Cyborg would constantly go for the subdue. It would be like the fight against Superman, except in this case, he's capable of eventually being killed. Whereas, like, if it was Superman versus Wolverine, it's like, okay, yeah, like. No matter what Wolverine did, like, no matter how many times Superman let his guard down, he would never be able to get the upper hand.
So who's your vote?
I had to give it to Wolverine.
I do as well. So that means Wolverine wins, moves on to the final episode, episode 11. He did win 6-4, which is actually a lot better than I thought he would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better matchup than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So we got a lot more episodes coming up. You know, I mean, this is we're doing 10, and then we're doing a big finale for 11. After that, we're going to be doing Comics Arena villains, just so you can get the other side of Marvel vs. DC with the bad guys. So, until then, follow us on Twitter at Comics Arena. Do you have a Twitter? Do you tweet?
I don't tweet.
You don't tweet, but you have a Twitter.
I think I do.
I think you do. You can also follow our. You know, father podcast, Hero Heads, which you might be listening to this on Hero Heads or Comics Arena. Nonetheless, thank you for listening. So, we'll see you next time. A lot of good Marvel vs. DC matchups coming up. Bye-bye for now.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.